bad for your posture.
Good morning, ignorant millennials. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, ignorant millennials. Welcome to the latest, freshest episode. Kat, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic, man. It's been a long week.
Yeah.
You can tell, man. I've been running around and even caught a cold while I was running. Well, caught up to me.
How irresponsible can you be? There's flu shots now. You can take measures into not being sick anymore. But it's been a good week. Always a good week.
Yeah.
Joined by a lovely guest today.
Oh. Very, very beautiful, gorgeous lady. Man, even her heels are complimenting her. Her nails. Look at her smile. Oh my God, I'm blushing myself.
Ali, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm honored to be here.
You're honored. All right.
Okay. So some people might know, like, who's Ali? Because I want like, on your handle, says King Ali. So I think maybe we can start from, like, there, like,
3,000. Don't forget
3,000.
What's the significance of the 3,000?
I guess how I got my 3,000 is I'm a big fan of Andre 3,000.
Three stacks.
Aye.
Okay, that's a good person to be a fan of. All right.
Oh, he's got swag, eh? All right. So then you just go by. Do you prefer to go by Ali, or how do people call you, like, when they see you on the streets?
Ali.
Like, what name does your mom use?
Renee. Nay, everything.
Everything, okay. So please, our platform is like dying to know who Ali is. Please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more.
Okay, so my full name is Renee Ali Jackson. I'm the only girl with the surname Jackson in South Africa. It's an American surname.
The only female.
Well, the only family. Any other family.
Daniel has also got a unique surname as well.
Yeah, but Jackson is an American surname.
Okay.
So yeah, but I do have white people in my family, so that's how I got the surname.
Oh, because you said you are by ethnicity mixed race.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Colored. From Aldo's.
Yes. Shout out. Okay. So what does Ali do? And yeah, please elaborate.
I'm still a student. I model. I go to uni, sir. Study law, criminal law. It's my second year.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, do people like always use those corny jokes of like, oh, when you're a lawyer, can you get me out of jail? They don't do those things. Okay.
No, I don't get that at all.
What? Like, I went through your page. Like, I was like, 150 something followers.
That was a lot.
Then I was like, wow. And I was looking at like, this person's comfortable in their skin.
Very.
I'm like, how do you get to be that, like, comfortable in your skin?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know how to explain that, but I'm just the most comfortable person. I even like to make other people feel comfortable.
Is this? Yeah. How do you do that?
Well, there's a girl I used to be friends with. Mm. She used to be uncomfortable with, like, stretch marks on her boobs. So she got tattoos done. Like,
or to cover them up.
Yeah. And she wouldn't change in front of me. She'd be like, no, Ali, I've got, like, a third nipple. So I'm like, no. Like, and like, let me see it. She's like, yeah, it's because of stretch marks. I'm like, bruh, around me, you need to be comfortable.
Yes.
You know, then you're going to be happy.
Okay.
I don't like people who are...
And I mean, I noticed that you also have tattoos. I've always like told myself I'm going to get a tattoo, but the thought of it, I'm just like, ugh. So tell us about your tattoos. When did you get them? What do they symbolize? What is it about them that you like?
Okay, firstly, I don't know what they symbolize.
Yes.
I just like ink.
Okay.
This one, I got it when I was 15.
Ooh.
On my thigh.
Okay.
And then this one is like 2017. Uh-huh. And then this one is last year, this year.
I've heard tattoos are addictive. Is that like why you end up getting a couple?
I wanted like to fill up my
sleeve. You don't have like any tattoos in other like crunchy areas, nothing, no piercings?
No, I'm not a piercing person. There's piercing people and there's tattoo people.
So then, you know, with 150 plus thousand followers, and that's just on Instagram, what does that allow you to do, that platform? What do you use it for? What?
Hosting. Yeah.
Can you tell us more about that?
Okay, I have a gig today.
Yes.
In Pretoria, Brooklyn.
All right.
So I host events everywhere. I got an event this month in Mozambique.
Ooh.
Apparently, I'm well known that side.
Apparently. So,
yeah. I even land up in the online
like blogs and stuff.
Yeah. So what I do when I host...
Kat, we're chilling with a star. Okay, let's also acknowledge that. Yes.
So I don't want you, before you go into like the hosting, mm-hmm. what you do as you host, this is like, I have to do this tradition. Whenever we have a guest, we mm-hmm. have 5 questions mm-hmm. and option with 2 options. Mm-hmm. Just so you know that people can get to know you a bit better. Mm-hmm. So Nicki Minaj or Cardi B?
Nicki.
Oh, okay. Short, ugly, rich nigga or tall, dark, handsome, but broke?
Ugly, rich nigga.
Oh. Money or time?
Time.
Oh, all right. Cape Town or Joburg?
Jersey. Cape Town is expensive. Stay there.
Mm. Cape Town is expensive. Very. But you make a lot of money, don't you?
No, I'm good. I don't want to. I got family in Cape Town.
Mm.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm good being the only one here.
Bra or nipple free?
Nipple free.
I think we should have asked that question another way or whatever. But it's fine.
Nipple free.
Nipple free.
I don't wear bras. I don't own bras.
Own any.
Nope. Why is that?
I don't need to.
Yeah. Oh. So, I mean, the purpose of today's show is that, you know, with the significant following that you have mm-hmm. on the rise of social media, let me not even say on the rise, but like people are monetizing through those platforms, right? So today we wanted to discuss the world of event hosting as it being something that you do. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're gonna share with our platform. We want to discuss with you, with our platform, mm-hmm. what that world is like, how you got into it, and you know, some of the dark side as well. Can you remember we said there must be a dark side?
Yo,
yeah.
So you were about to tell us, like, before I interrupted you earlier, mm-hmm. about you and hosting. Just, yeah, how did you start? Like, I've been in a club. I'm always like asking myself, how does one get to be like a host? So we've had a stint last year.
A failed stint.
Where we tried at being club promoters.
I still haven't recovered
and
from
finding
that.
Finding a host was very difficult. Because you know when you're starting, like you always want your host to be like at least somebody with a relative following and so forth. It was difficult. So how did you start? Did somebody just see you on Instagram and like, okay.
Yeah, I was found by a guy called Larry Judges.
Ooh. Okay. I don't know why we reacted like that. That's okay.
Are you guys friends?
Yeah, like scheme family. So
even now,
close friends. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's hear the story. Yes, please.
So, a lot of people. In fact, a lot of people used to come to me. Okay, like maybe my guy friends would be like, "You got so many followers, you're not doing anything about it."
Mm.
I'm like, what must I do? Firstly, yes. I don't even care about
how
social
many followers
media.
Did you have at the time, like for somebody.
When Larry found me, I think there's like 120.
What the fuck? How did you get
100? No, not 120. I think it's 100K. 100K when Larry found me.
How did you get there?
Oh, guys. I think people...
Your page is private. I was asking myself, like...
No, I think people, you know, started noticing me. Because, like, you get these pages, these fan pages, people posting essays, hotties, and all of that, you know. They would post me. And stuff, and be like, okay, then people start following, so, you know.
And then Larry found you, right?
Then Larry found me, he texted me on Instagram. He's like, he first said, I would like you to come to Onyx and come party with me, blah, blah, blah. So I already know who Larry is. So, okay, cool, I went there. Then the following week, my first ever host was in Onyx.
Okay, Onyx is in Santa.
Yeah.
All right, yes.
So Larry's the one that got me the gig, the first one.
Yes. But I mean, at the time, aren't you like nervous?
No.
Do you know what hosting is about?
Yeah.
Like the skill itself?
He told me everything. He's like, just bring girls because that's like, main thing, bring girls, come party, look nice. You got to look like a, like you're coming to host.
Okay.
Wow.
So
what do you actually do as a, do you just bring girls? Like you bring, is this girl stalker? Like, or what is it? Like, when they say bring girls, what is the role of
friend.
Girls?
Ask those questions.
Yeah,
okay.
Are they like, are your friends going to be stalker first people? What do you guys do when you're hosting?
Okay.
Why do you have to bring girls?
Okay. So, they tell me, okay, Ellie, bring girls. Tell me what your girls drink. How many girls can you bring? I bring the girls. What we need to do is party, right? And the girls, if the girls can find guys who can buy them bottles.
So the girls are also working on the ground when they arrive.
Sometimes, not really.
Yeah.
So they're working to get the guys to buy alcohol. Oh, see, I see the marketing, yeah?
Yeah, sometimes they do, because sometimes when they host someone who can actually like bring ballers to the club, they bring people that can spin.
Damn. Okay.
So yeah.
Which was you?
So So do you guys get free alcohol?
Yes, we do. The club organizes the alcohol for us, or the lounges or whatever.
Okay.
And what's the remuneration like? So I mean, like, do they pay per evening? Do they pay? Do you own like a retainer fee like per month? Mm-mm. Is the exclusivity across the clubs, and how does that actually work on that side?
They pay on the, they pay before the day I go. Like
flat fee, yeah.
Done.
Okay. And then there's no like other requirements attached to that. There's no, they have, you have to bring this many people. They have to buy this.
No, they ask me how many girls can you bring? So, and I tell them I can bring maybe 10, 20, 30, 40, 50.
Where do you find them? Who are these girls? Like, how do you go about, like, where do you get them?
I've got friends, and then I've got friends who have friends. Sometimes I can find them on Instagram. I can just post simple flyer, and I'll get girls like, oh, I want to come party with you, I want to come party with you.
Snap, I've seen that, right, on Instagram, where a girl is like, you know, a popular one, or one that has a strong following. Like, ladies, who wants to like party with me? Is that the...
I've got that posted right now on my Instagram.
Yes, sis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw that.
I mean, and then those girls, like, do they know that what their job to do, what their job is when it comes to that? Or it's like, some of them are naive and they're like, they're really going to chill with you.
It's like, I just tell them, pay your own transport, get the alcohol on me, party. I don't need girls who are going to sit there and just sit like this.
Yes. No. You need to go out and...
Like, I need girls who, you know, like... Who can party?
Okay.
And enjoy themselves. Because sometimes I go with girls and they just sit.
Yes.
You
girls
sit.
Who can dance,
and you look bored.
Can...
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to challenge you. I need you to think of a song at the end. Whatever your favorite song is, because you say you need girls who can move and whatever. You're going to dance to it the last 30 seconds. Of.
I'm going to dance.
Yes. The last 30 seconds.
I can't dance. I'm in heels.
You need heels. We can help you get those off.
I'm not gonna dance. Guys, I'm not gonna dance. Please don't dance. Right. No, I don't even dance in the club.
Okay. But then also in the club, like how much control, influence you have in terms of the mood set in the club? Is there only one host per event/club? Do you like...
Sometimes you can co-host people.
Yeah. And by co-hosting, what does that mean? Is it just the role of bringing people? Or is it like actively going and making sure that people are all buying co-host. Drinks? Yeah, that drink, that hosting role once you're inside the club. Or,
what do I do?
Yes.
No, I don't have to make sure people are buying drinks. We just need to stand up and not sit. These men need to see us.
Oh, okay.
See us.
You mean to be like...
And
the
then they will come up to us and be like, can I buy your drink? Who are you with?
Yeah.
Yeah. With these people.
Okay.
They were like, okay, get these latest bottles. You just see maybe four more waves coming.
Okay. And what, do they ever like ask and then you must push up
their
range?
You gotta be nice to them, even though if they're probably ugly or whatever. You have
but
to
you don't mind them. Ugly. You said you don't mind ugly earlier.
Yeah, sometimes you have to be humble. You know?
So.
Because you want to drink.
My way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, but whatever. Whatever the girls want that I'm with. I don't drink.
At all.
I don't drink, I don't smoke.
Doesn't that almost take away from the...
Not even green.
No.
Okay.
Not at all. I don't smoke anything, no habli, I don't colored, nothing.
What does the colored thing have to do with the habli? Is that a stereotypical...
I feel like it's like of a tradition.
So most people like might know you like from like Hydro, having worked at Hydro and so forth. Mm. What happened in that relationship? Are you still with Hydro? What's going on?
No, I'm not with Hydro anymore, but I'm still in good terms with them. Because like if I had to go there now, I wouldn't have to pay for a seat, anything. I'm like family there.
Hmm. Okay. So it was just you guys outgrew each other?
I worked at Hydro for some time. They were paying. I know the owner, in good terms with the owner. They're the owner's brother. So, yeah, man.
So how does Ali balance the hosting type of gig as well as being a student, and how do you manage all of those type of like commitments and responsibilities?
Luckily, I go to UNISA, so they have an option of self-study.
Okay.
You don't have to go to the school all the time. So I'm always at home unless I'm writing.
Okay.
So I can host.
Yeah.
Cool. I have time for that.
All right.
So, like, you mentioned that, like, when you are hosting, there's niggas who would come there. Sometimes even niggas old enough to be an uncle or whatever and so forth. You say you have to be kind to them. And, like, has there been any of them, like, who tried to, like, force themselves on you, rape you, anything? Like, does it just end there? Like, are there people who expect anything after buying you a drink? And how has that went down?
Yeah, because, yeah, people experience that quite a lot.
Yeah, there are some niggas do that, but... it's your choice at the end of the day. You know, go with them or not. No, I never go with them. Go home.
Do they get upset though at the end? Like, hey, I bought these drinks, like...
okay, me, I don't drink, so I see it with my friends.
Okay.
Usually they go. But, yeah, some of them do get upset. Like, yo, I bought you this. Like...
but I mean, have any of them ever shared like a story where it did get deep? Like it came close to someone trying to force themselves? Or like a bad experience they had after leaving or going home with someone?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nothing. Because like, I think, well, I've most stories or whatever that I've heard, I mean, I told you when a little stint that we tried it to club promoters there, is that like, there'll be guys obviously who would like, offer whatever after they buy you drinks, there'll be certain expectations and so forth. Then there'll be obviously others maybe who will try like grab your butt, do other things and whatever at the club that maybe at the time you're uncomfortable with. So what has been your worst experiences like being a host, like I mean as a host at a club? What has been like, so I want two of your worst experiences in the fact that like here was you were treated badly by one of the people who were attending there the club, and your worst experience as well as in like at the club, like the club mistreated you in general, like the owners and management and so forth. What has been like your worst experience for those two?
Okay, I'm not gonna mention the club.
Yeah, the name or the incident?
I can mention the club.
You can make whatever you're up to.
You sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Worst experience?
Yeah.
Booth Center.
I don't know what Booth is. What's Booth?
Even the owner.
Even the owner?
Worst experience.
I know somebody who works at Booth. Alright.
Oh, you know those people, man.
Ask them about how they treat even the artists.
But I mean, Kat, when we used to go to, what's this thing? We went to Rosebank a lot. We went to Sumo. Kat, for you, when we were there, like, did you pick up, like, who was the host when something was taking place there?
Nah, didn't pick it up, eh? No, didn't pick it. Because Sumo, so the thing about Sumo, I think with them, they're looking for, as a host in terms of a celebrity host. But you don't even actually even feel it because that person isn't, like Sumo itself is designed like that VIP. Even for if you're not in that VIP, like you even forget, they could tell you like AKA was there, you wouldn't have noticed. If he wasn't performing, you wouldn't have noticed and so forth. Whereas like with other clubs, when they say there is a host, you will see them, they put them in such a way that even the guys that are not in VIP can see that those are the hosts. And so there, that host, I would work the role that Ellie I think works, is that when I'm there, I'm like, what? Who? What? Then I go there, then I'm like, oh, there's fly girls, because Ellie would have brought her entourage and so forth.
I think that thing works also, because last year we went to, Dimek, remember when we went to Pretoria for one of our friend's birthday? Yeah. And we went to, is it a bar? Is it a club? I don't know, Blue Room.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. So we're chilling in the afternoon, and we're just there to catch the game, have some drinks. And then they bring these two ladies, right? They're wearing white dresses. They're looking very nice. So now they bring this bottle of brandy. I can't remember what it was. We don't like this thing. But I can see how the model works, right? So these two ladies come. They're like, don't you guys want to try this? And then it also involves like a part of selling yourself in like pushing this brand, right? So then now that you have this platform and you understand that who you are is the brand that you use to go to events and host it, how do you brand yourself? Like, how do you manage your image? Is you being comfortable in your skin part of the image of who you are?
Yeah, it is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else though? Like, are there things that you specifically keep away from your page? So let's say you're dating. Like, is it taboo to show that a host has a relationship? Like, your brand, if you had to define what your brand is as Ali, what would you say it is?
I'd say I'm a model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, but with that whole relationship thing, those people aren't worried. But especially example, say my people that follow me.
Yeah.
I would post maybe a friend, Zinke.
Yeah.
She would give me 1,000 likes. Post myself, 5K. They're not worried about her. We're here. We're following you because of
you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an underwear model. So they used to see me, what? In underwears. Mm. Now they see me closed. I look at the likes and be like, okay.
They're
not used to that.
So you know what they want. Mm-hmm. You give them what they want.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah.
And then people, surely they jump in DMs.
Yeah, I'm sure it must be.
Yeah, quick.
Quickly.
Like, quick. Like.
Hasn't somebody like, yo, like, 100K, just one night?
Okay, yo, so many people.
Hey, we've seen that, eh? I've seen people pee on each other and things like that, yeah?
I've seen, I get a lot of that. I don't know, like.
What's been the most radical one?
He told me to come to Nigeria.
Of course, shout out.
Told me to come to Nigeria, blah blah blah. And there was another one. I stay in Joburg. He was telling me, can I fly you down to Joburg? And I was like, yeah, man, I get a lot of them. But I don't really take notes. I don't care about them. I don't even reply to them. I even have celebrities who.
Share. Would you like to share? Name drop. Just one.
Are these local rap artists?
Yes.
So, I mean,
are they known to
just between the three of us?
Well.
Yeah. So, are they in relationships?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. Okay, the only one that I know is in a relationship is the couple.
Oh, okay.
That's the only one.
Yeah.
Okay. He stays in Madrid. That's the only one.
So, I mean, coming back to Larry, what's his involvement now in your career? Does he help manage? What's his role now?
No, he doesn't. I would allow him to. But no, he doesn't at all. He just found me like, baby girl, do your thing. You know, now people know who you are. Do your thing.
And he's happy.
Yeah, he's happy.
What does he gain and benefit from that?
Nothing. He doesn't need anything from you. Larry's not the type. You know, if he like finds maybe like goals of potential, he's like he's suitable to be anybody's manager, even mine. You know, and I know I would get hectic gigs
through him. Yeah.
Yeah. So he just likes you know, putting people on.
So how do you feel about the recent allegations? You saying there's no expectation, but what we read in social media is that there was.
What were the allegations? Maybe we can share with our platform, Kat.
Sorry?
Just share with our platform what those allegations were.
Oh, so obviously it all stemmed from his alleged baby mama saying that he kicked her when she was pregnant.
Ooh.
And not contributing towards maintenance for the child. Then these other like club promoters, I mean hosts as well, that came out as well, that yeah, they were also being abused, he wanted sex in exchange and so forth. So what are your thoughts on the recent allegations?
Damn.
But you knew this though, right?
No, the only part I knew was that he got into a fight with a girl in the club. A lot of people are saying that. And on his birthday, I was supposed to host. I don't know what happened at Onyx. I don't know what happened. But it made sense when someone told me what happened. Because he started posting on his status that my birthday didn't go well and stuff. But Larry abusing a woman, that's a first year.
I'm out of character.
Annoying person.
Yeah.
Annoying person ever. So that girl that Larry beat up in the club, She must have pushed Larry's buttons.
Oh, but Larry would does tell. It make it okay though?
No, I'm just saying, but like I'm the most annoying person, Larry would tell you.
So okay. Nag. Sexual favors as well?
That one, I don't know. He's never tried it on me. No, it is, Larry and I like brothers and sisters.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. So I'm more interested, like, well, for our viewers as well, like, how does one get to, like, date, like, early? Like, surely your DMs are not the way, or is there, do you read all your DMs? Like, is there a chance of us, like, yeah. A day or something?
Maybe I'll, like, plan a day, like, okay, and then through my DMs, let's see. I feel like I'll even have to post, like, okay, I'm about to reply. People will drive, like, oh, please reply to me, reply to me. Uh-huh. You know, so yeah, I don't.
If you went on a date from a DM,
my ex is from the DMs.
So, guys, you can make it if you are sitting there applying in the DMs. You might be part of the 1% that makes it through. But then if there's
it didn't go well because okay, not only is a forex trader, but
are you into
traders?
Yes.
Nine kids. I'm done now.
Okay. So, I mean, so you said you come from Elders, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a number of young girls there, young guys that are watching this or going to be seeing this. And they're like, you know, I'd want to do what she does, right? So what are like some of the myths about event hosting that you'd like to dismiss? And also maybe anything else that people don't know about that you think it's important to know for someone who wants to do... to get into it.
What do they need to do?
Yeah. What should they know?
I feel like hosting, they mostly look at your following.
Yeah.
Sometimes also how much you want to get paid, they check your following.
Okay.
Sometimes. So I'll tell them, I don't know, grow yourself, make yourself something, brand yourself, be someone.
Yeah,
you know, I've helped a lot of girls I'm friends with right now just grow the following.
Okay,
but how, like my little sister right now.
Yeah,
she's a dancer. I had to grow her following.
Like as in
to be recognized, man. Like especially hosting.
What's your sister?
The one host, Jasmine Lee Jackson _SA.
Okay, there you got it. Follow her as well.
So yeah, with the whole hosting thing. They really look at your following. Honestly.
So like can I make like 10,000, 5,000 a night?
You can.
Okay. Alright. So there's money in this game.
Yeah, there is.
Alright.
You can make a living out of it.
Alright. Thank you very much for joining us, Ellie. I don't know if you've thought of that song, if there's any like
oh my god.
DJ? Oh, DJ, play any song. Play any song.
Okay, play Super Duper.
Super Duper?
Yeah.
Okay, Super Duper is coming up. But thank you very much for joining.
Yeah, listen, yeah, that was quite interesting. Thank you. You said you have a gig tonight. What's the gig tonight? What's the plan?
Pretoria, yeah. Brooklyn. First time hosting in Pretoria.
Ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know how it is.
Like I'm sure you can't wait. The new energy, new people, new followers.
Yeah.
Like do you enjoy every time you go out there? Like are you having fun? Or like other times it's like, it's the job.
No. Just like, sometimes the people that you go with can sometimes ruin your mood. Some talk about girls that just sit there.
Yeah.
So like I need to analyze them. Like I even ask these girls, can you body?
Your song is playing.
Should I open the circle?
Open the circle.
It's so
cool.
Like, hey.
Guys, thank you for watching today's show. Thank you for coming.
Subscribe, comment, like.